Hello, everyone, and welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy. Rick Pettigrew is away, so I'll be telling you about four of the best stories posted online this past week by our archaeology news website, archaeologica.org. Here are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of April 12th through the 18th, 2026. Our first story this week comes from Israel, where an analysis of 780,000-year-old charcoal is shedding light on how ancient hominins gathered fuel and how closely they read their environment. The findings suggest a cognitively advanced community that relied on what nature delivered rather than strictly planned collection. As reported by SciNews, a team led by researchers from the Catalan Institute of Human Paleoecology and Social Evolution examined material from the Acheulean site of Gesher Benot Yaakov, located along the ancient shores of Paleo Lake Hula. The site preserves a rich record of hominin life, including stone tools, animal bones, and plant remains such as fruits, nuts, and seeds, distributed across more than 20 archaeological layers spanning tens of thousands of years. In this study, the team analyzed 266 microscopic charcoal fragments dated to about 780,000 years ago. Using high-resolution identification techniques, they determined that the burned wood came from a wide range of plant species, including ash, olive, pistachio, and grapevine. Notably, the presence of pomegranate charcoal may represent the earliest known evidence of that tree in the Levant. The researchers observed that the diversity of plant types in the charcoal exceeded what appears in other botanical remains at the site. That pattern points to the use of driftwood collected from the lakeshore. Rather than cutting specific trees, hominins likely gathered wood that accumulated naturally along the water's edge. The lake itself offered a steady supply of fresh water, food, and raw materials, making it a reliable hub for daily life. The team also identified fish remains in association with the charcoal, suggesting that inhabitants used fire to cook aquatic resources. This detail adds to a growing body of evidence that early hominins at the site controlled fire and applied it in varied practical ways. Professor Nama Goren-Inbar of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and her colleagues note that well-preserved prehistoric charcoal is rare, making this assemblage especially valuable. The study, published in Quaternary Science Reviews, highlights how local resource availability shaped hominin behavior and long-term occupation of the site. Next, we go to La Paz, Bolivia, where researchers have found evidence of scarlet fever in a centuries-old tooth using a technique known as de novo analysis. The discovery suggests the disease circulated in South America long before European contact. According to phys.org, the bacterium Streptococcus pyogenes has played a major role in human health. At its best, it causes harmless throat infections. At its worst, it leads to scarlet fever, a disease that historically claimed many young lives and still appears in outbreaks today. Despite its impact, researchers have had only a limited understanding of how this pathogen evolved over time. The tooth came from a young indigenous man who lived between AD 1283 and 1383. His remains were naturally mummified and are now housed at the National Museum of Archaeology, or MUNARC, in La Paz. An international team, including scientists from the Yurok Research Institute for Mummy Studies, carried out radiocarbon dating and genetic analysis on the individual. To study the bacterium, the team used de novo genome assembly, a method that reconstructs DNA fragments without relying on a modern reference genome. Researchers at Yurok Research have refined this approach to work with highly degraded ancient DNA. Co-first author and microbiologist Mohamed Sarhan of Yurok Research explains that the method allows scientists to detect genetic variation that might otherwise remain hidden. The preservation of the bacterial DNA surprised the team. They attribute its condition to the cold, dry climate of the Bolivian highlands. The quality of the material allowed researchers to reconstruct an almost complete genome, which shows the capacity to cause disease and closely resembles modern strains associated with throat infections. The team also re-examined other ancient DNA datasets and identified 35 additional cases of the bacterium in European samples dating back as far as 4,000 years. This suggests earlier research may have missed its presence. Based on these findings, the researchers propose that modern strains of Streptococcus pyogenes began to diverge around 5,000 years ago, as growing human populations and closer living conditions likely supported its spread. The study was published in Nature Communications. Our third story takes us to northeastern Romania, where archaeologists have uncovered an unusual large structure linked to the Cucuteni Tripilia culture. The evidence points to a communal building that may reflect a society organized around shared decision-making rather than rigid hierarchy. According to Science News Today, the Cucuteni Tripilia culture flourished between 5000 and 3500 BC. Many ancient societies left clear signs of inequality, with elite residences, rich burials, and concentrated resources. In contrast, settlements from this culture tend to feature houses of similar size and design, suggesting a more balanced social structure without a clearly defined ruling class. A joint team of archaeologists from Romania and Germany investigated the site of Staucini Holm during field seasons in 2023 and 2024. The settlement dates back roughly 6,000 years. The team began with non-invasive geomagnetic surveys, a technique that detects subtle variations in the Earth's magnetic field to map buried features such as walls, pits, and ditches. The survey revealed a pattern of typical domestic structures, but it also identified a much larger building, measuring about 350 square meters. Positioned near the settlement's entrance and just inside a surrounding ditch, the enormous structure appears deliberately placed to stand out to anyone approaching the site. Follow-up excavation exposed the building's foundation trench and a series of post holes that once supported a timber framework. The floor consisted of the same thick clay used in nearby homes, but the structure lacked clear evidence of everyday domestic activity. Archaeologists did not find ovens, storage areas, or the usual assortment of household tools. Taken together, the building's size, position, and lack of artifacts suggests it served as a communal assembly hall or administrative center. In a society without a central ruler, such a space could have supported collective decision-making, coordination of resources, or the resolution of disputes. Similar large structures have been identified at other Cucuteni Tripilia sites, although only a small number have undergone full excavation. Their repeated presence points to a consistent role within these settlements, and their existence indicates that large organized communities could develop complex infrastructure without strong social stratification. The study was published in PLOS ONE. Our final story this week comes from the Sakhnin Valley in Israel, where archaeologists have identified a small but striking group of stone tools that incorporate natural geological features such as fossils and geodes. The discovery suggests that early humans may have deliberately selected visually unusual materials when making tools. According to Live Science, artifacts that include distinctive geological features have appeared before, but typically as isolated finds. This newly reported concentration of 10 examples represents the largest group identified so far. Local resident Muataz Shalata and Ron Barkai, a professor of archaeology at Tel Aviv University, conducted the study. Fieldwork conducted in 2025 documented more than 200 hand axes in the valley, with 10 showing features such as embedded fossils, geodes, hollow cavities, and rippled concretions. Researchers attribute these tools to Homo erectus and place them within the Acheulean tradition, dating between about 500,000 and 200,000 years ago. The materials would have posed challenges for toolmakers, since inclusions like fossils and geodes can weaken the stone, making it brittle and more difficult to shape. Even so, the repeated presence of these features suggests that their selection was intentional rather than accidental. The team proposes that these objects may have carried symbolic or aesthetic value in addition to their practical function. Across cultures and time periods, people have been drawn to unusual natural formations. We can only speculate that toolmakers may have recognized fossils as remnants of earlier life, or assigned special meaning to stones with distinctive features. One example in this collection includes a geode carefully shaped into a sphere. Barkai suggests that such objects could have held spiritual significance. At the same time, the tools show clear signs of use in butchering large animals, including elephants. During this period, elephant populations in the Levant declined, placing added pressure on human groups that depended on them. Earlier research has shown that hand axe production sites often align with elephant migration routes near water sources, underscoring their importance. Some archaeologists not involved in the study urge caution, noting that more evidence is needed to support interpretations of symbolic behavior. Ongoing excavations may clarify how these tools were made and used. The study was published in the journal Tel Aviv. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.